Cocktail Time by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Sissel. Chapter 1. The train of events leading up to the publication of the novel Cocktail Time, a volume which, priced at 12 shillings and sixpence, was destined to create considerably more than 12.5 bob's worth of alarm and despondency in one quarter and another, was set in motion in the smoking room of the Drones Club in the early afternoon of a Friday in July. An egg and a bean were digesting their lunch there over a pot of coffee when they were joined by Pongo Twistleton and a tall, slim, guards officer-looking man some 30 years his senior, who walked with a jaunty step and bore his cigar as if it had been a banner with the strange device Excelsior. "Yo-ho!" said the egg.
"Yo-ho!" said the bean.
"Yo-ho," said Pongo. "You know my uncle Lord Ickenham, don't you?"
"Oh, rather," said the egg. "Yo-ho, Lord Ickenham."
"Yo-ho," said the bean.
"Yo-ho," said Lord Ickenham. "In fact, I will go further. Yo-frightfully-ho."
And it was plain to both bean and egg that they were in the presence of one who was sitting on top of the world, and who, had he been wearing a hat, would have worn it on the side of his head. He looked, they thought, about as bumps-a-daisy as Billy-O. And indeed, Lord Ickenham was feeling as bumps-a-daisy as he looked. It was a lovely day, all blue skies, and ridges of high pressure extending over the greater part of the United Kingdom south of the Shetland Isles. He had just learnt that his godson, Johnny Pierce, had at last succeeded in letting that house of his, Hammer Lodge, which had been lying empty for years, and on the strength of this had become engaged to a perfectly charming girl, always pleasant news for an affectionate godfather, and his wife had allowed him to come up to London for the Eton and Harrow match.